Yeah. Wow. What a privilege to be asked to share. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's always a privilege to be asked to share. Although I'm only 3 days abstinent, I've been around the fellowship quite a while, and I decided to have bariatric surgery rather than come to OA because there was no way I was going to OA. I'm in another 12-step fellowship for another addiction, and I thought that that would do, and I could deal with everything through that. And that's not been the case. That's not been the case. I had a full R&Y gastric bypass in 2011, and yeah, my weight loss was, well, fantastic to start off with. I actually came out the hospital 2 days after having the operation, and I hadn't taken a belt in with me. And as I was walking across the car park, I lost my trousers because I'd already started to lose weight, and they were really uncomfortably tight when I went in the hospital. At my heaviest, I ballooned up to 39 stone. By the time I got to have the surgery, I was about 20 stone. And yeah, very, very lazy, very unable to walk, lot of other problems. Yeah, so yeah, not really, not really a healthy person. And yeah, so I went and I had the surgery, and everything was fantastic. And then I realized that I was still a compulsive overeater, and I still had all the behaviors of compulsive overeating. And although the surgery had dealt with the weight part, it hadn't dealt with the obsession, the uncomfortability of the mind, is the spiritual. The spiritual illness. And so I went along to an OA meeting, and it was just before Plymouth Intergroup held their convention in, I can't remember when it was, in the con in the new in the Cotswold in Plymouth. And it was an amazing time, it really was. And I thought, yes, I'm going to get this. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to fly. And I just couldn't get it. I wouldn't be sponsored. I wouldn't ring when I was asked. I wouldn't do what I was asked. I was very, very rebellious, which really surprised me, because I didn't think, having worked another 12-step program, I didn't think I'd be like that, but I was. And I've realized that although our basic text is from the big book, yeah, I need a sponsor, and I need to work this program because it is a totally a different addiction. And I always thought that my other addiction was my primary illness. I can see today that food was my primary illness way, way before that. That started even as a kid. I was very, oh, how could I put it? A very needy around food. If we went to a cafe, I had to have a bit of cake, and I would really, really throw a full-on patty if my mum didn't give me a bit of cake. I really would. So, yeah, I think you can get where I'm coming from. Yeah, and my home group is the two-way prayer meeting at 8 o'clock UK time. I absolutely love that meeting. I love the format of it, and I did get 100 days, and then I had a row with somebody and let my emotions get the better of me, and decided, yeah, I'm gonna eat, and that's what I did. But my life has transformed since I joined this 12-step fellowship. People are saying that I'm much more placid, I'm much kinder, I'm much more altruistic, I think about other people more. And yeah, it is It is a wonderful program. It really is. And if anybody is considering surgery, I am still glad I had my surgery. Although I realize that I still need to work this program, it is like an extra tool. And any tool I could put in my toolbox is worth it. I have a 10th tool in my toolbox, which is just shamelessly steal other people's good ideas, and I love doing that. So if you hear me say anything, it won't be original. I won't have thought of it. I would have stolen it from somebody else. So the interesting thing is that my life is taken a turn in a direction that I never expected it to take. And I just love being of service. And that's why when I was asked this morning, because you don't have an abstinence requirement, my thing was yes, of course, because if I can help anybody along their journey, although I can't sponsor yet, that will be absolutely fantastic. Because I suffer from a mental illness. I suffer very badly from manic depression, and this program is helping me with that. This program is helping me with that. And I have a faith today. For me, that is a formal faith. I'm a member of the Salvation Army Church. I'm a soldier of the Salvation Army, so sometimes you may have seen me in uniform. I wear that with great pride because of my other addiction and because of my food addiction. I ended up on the streets, and they were the ones that took me in and started me on the journey of recovery, which has been absolutely fantastic. It really has. And I'm very lucky. I've got a very, very good sponsor, in OA, who I like to tease her and say she's ultra Nazi and right wing, but she's not. She's not. She's kind, she's loving. But on the other hand, when I need a boot up the arse, she does give me a boot up the arse, which is what I need. And I have a great, great deal of respect for her. I really do. She has transformed my life and was definitely sent to me by God, and I firmly believe that. Yes, because I have a lot of problems with dumping, because I've had a few health problems recently with incontinence and things. My sponsor suggested that I came to this meeting on a Saturday night so I could get advice from people who maybe experiencing the same things, but had had the surgery and had more idea of where I was coming from. And that has been absolutely instrumental in me on my journey. It really has. My food is quite good. I still have struggled with my compulsive behaviours. And until I get those under control, and well, they are under control. I just need to be more patient. And I'm one of these that's very, I'll concentrate on what I do wrong, and I'm very negative. And I was absent yesterday, but I should have done this. I should have done that. So, my sponsor recently gave me a bit of homework to write things down that I was doing well. And I couldn't use should, could, but would. I'm not allowed anything negative in there at all. And I found that quite challenging. But boy, do I get a lot out of reading it. I add to it every day, as I add to my gratitude list every day. And boy, do I, when I'm feeling a bit down and I look back, boy, do I get a lot out of reading it. And I've got the willingness. I just need to surrender a bit more. I don't know. My journey is not I came in and everything was hunky-dory and I flew and everything else, because that's not been my journey. I'm not saying that can't be somebody's journey. If people come in and do that, I take my hat off to him. Fantastic, brilliant. Not my story. Not my story. I
5 minutes
can
remaining.
only. Right, thank you. I can only share what is relevant to me. So, if you're new, welcome. Welcome home. Get yourself a sponsor. Speak to them every day. Work the steps. If you are considering having surgery or you have had surgery, obviously come to this meeting because it will, and I think there are others as well, it will help. I used to do voluntary work on a Wednesday, but I've changed it around so I can start coming to this meeting because they've become important to me. They really have. And I hope nothing I've said has upset, triggered, or offended anybody, but it's my story and that's the only story I've got. At the moment I'm not as light, I'm not as heavy as I was, but I'm not as light as I would like to be. But for me, the weight is a secondary thing today. I'm not doing it for the weight. I'm doing it to be healthy, and to lead a productive life. And I believe if I do that and I work the program, the weight will come off. There is a saying, and I can't remember it exactly. I think it's if you concentrate on the weight, you'll lose recovery. If you concentrate on recovery, you'll lose the weight. That may not be quoting it 100%, but that's, get yourself a big book, read it, speak to your sponsor. If you're like me, you'll need to take the Conwell out your ears and shove it in your mouth and, do what your sponsor tells you, even if it seems totally irrelevant. When my sponsor told me that I couldn't, but could, should, but that I was flaming. I was seething. The smoke was coming out of my ears. How dare she speak to me like that? But it has done me so much good. So once again, it proves that I don't know what I'm talking about. So, that's why I trust her. That's why I trust her. I have a really blessed life today. I live on my own now. I lost my wife 4 years ago, and I do struggle. I do struggle with being with loneliness and being on my own. But I am never alone because I have you guys to reach out to. I have the God of my understanding. So, when I really, really feel alone, I realize that actually I'm not. And it was really funny the other day because I must admit, I'm not, thank you, I'm not a tree hugger, but I went up the woods the other day and my sponsor was talking about in the meeting before I went up the woods hugging a tree. So I had to send her a picture of me hugging a tree. And it felt good. It felt good, surprisingly. So, I think I'll leave it there. Thank you for the privilege of being able to share. Anybody new, just get on with it. Welcome home. Get phone numbers, use them, get yourself a sponsor, and you will have a life beyond your wildest dream. Your wildest dream may not be your wildest dreams, like mine were of money in the bank, a Hireem and a gold Rolls Royce. No, I haven't got that, but I got peace between these two. And for me, that is absolutely priceless. And I actually like Martin today. And occasionally I let little Martin come out and play. And yeah, I have a saying that I've got since I came back into fellowship. And it is going to be an awesome day. And it will be. God bless you all. Love you. Hope it's been of help. God bless.